From the Syrian-Turkish border region, U.S. President Donald Trump insisted Tuesday he is not abandoning Kurdish forces in Syria.
It's always a firm decision. Last time I made a firm decision, I said we'll do it over a period of time. We've been doing this actually over a period of time, over a very long period of time.
Trump tweeted, "We may be in the process of leaving Syria, but in no way have we abandoned the Kurds, who are special people and wonderful fighters." He went on to tweet, "Any unforced or unnecessary fighting by Turkey will be devastating to their economy and to their very fragile currency. We're helping the Kurds financially and with weapons," he says. But in a separate set of tweets on Tuesday, the president also praised Turkey, inviting Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to visit the White House on November the 13th, while calling Ankara a big trading partner and crediting the Turkish government with helping to save many lives in Idlib province. U.S. House of Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff suggested Tuesday lawmakers may pursue impeachment on obstruction charges against Donald Trump after his State Department ordered U.S. Ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, not to appear before Congress for questioning about interactions between Trump and Ukrainian officials.
And we will consider this act today, and we've had members fly in from around the country to hear the ambassador's testimony, as well as the withholding of the ambassador's documents, as well as efforts that may be made to discourage or having the effect of discouraging other State Department witnesses from coming forward and testifying, as they have agreed to be further acts of obstruction of a co-equal branch of government.
Trump defended the order, tweeting that Sondland would have been testifying before a kangaroo court. Three U.S. House of Representatives committees were scheduled to question Sondland Tuesday morning. This is VOA News. A U.S. journalist has filed a civil rights complaint against the Department of Homeland Security after a Customs and Border Protection agent delayed his reentry until he admitted that he was writing propaganda. The incident occurred at Dulles International Airport outside of Washington when Defense One writer and editor Ben Watson was returning from a trip to Denmark. Now, Defense One is an online journal that covers the defense industry and is owned by Atlantic Media, publishers of the respected Atlantic magazine. During reentry, Watson was asked a series of standard questions until he was also asked if it was his job to write propaganda. And after some hesitation, Watson finally agreed to say he wrote propaganda in order to expedite the conversation. At that point, he was allowed to reenter the U.S. In a statement to VOA, CBP called the situation an allegation about an officer's alleged inappropriate conduct at Washington Dulles International Airport and is exploring what precisely happened. Al-Qaeda's South Asia region chief Asim Omar was killed along with many others in southern Afghanistan last month, according to a statement released by Afghanistan's intelligence agency. The Tuesday statement said a joint operation, a term usually used to describe an operation that involves NATO forces, led to the killing of Omar in the Helmand province, along with the capture of several others, including some Pakistani citizens. The UN Refugee Agency says it expects to assist more than 4,000 refugees in Angola who want to return to their homes in the Democratic Republic of Congo's Kasai province. A first group of several hundred refugees will return this week as part of a voluntary repatriation. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The conflict, which was triggered by tensions between traditional chiefs in Kasai Central Province and the government, has displaced 1.4 million people and prompted 37,000 refugees to flee to Angola. UN refugee spokesman Charlie Yaxley says his agency is providing returnees with transportation and cash to help them reintegrate into their home communities.
We have enough to feel comfortable assisting those who do want to return, who come to us and with a voluntary decision that is their wish.
Yaxley says thousands of Congolese who have returned home spontaneously have found living conditions very challenging. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Yaxley tells VOA conditions in Kasai remain unstable and unsustainably so. The UNHCR not actively promoting returns at this time. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
Best music today. The voice of America. VOA 1.